From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Shelby Farrow, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill mixes up some rhyme dressing and pours it on a wild limerick salad. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Shelby, members of Parliament over in Britain have been highly critical of the Bank of England in recent weeks. But like many things in economics, these issues are difficult to understand. So to put it in language everybody can grasp, one MP said the Bank of England is just like a what?
Can I have a hint?
You're understanding how this game works very quickly. I like that. Well, the bank never remembers our anniversary. It won't talk about its emotions, and it keeps looking at finding...
Like a bad marriage.
Close. A bad boyfriend.
Oh.
A member of Parliament got on the floor. His name is Pat McFadden. He said, quote, "We've had a lot of different signals from the Bank of England. The bank's behaving like an unreliable boyfriend. One day hot, one day cold, and we're left not knowing where they stand." Now, we don't want to get into the specifics because that's Planet Money's boring job, but it does seem like Mr. McFadden might have just gone through a bad breakup, especially when he added, "You said you loved me, Bank of England."
That's a weird analogy to be making in front of what are potentially all your fellow parliament government member. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like, you're like, "Oh, like Stacey knows what I'm talking about."
What do you think the chances are there's somebody in the House of Lords whose name's Stacey?
Oh, yeah.
Lady Stacey. Luke, New York State legislators have passed a bill banning citizens from taking selfies next to what? Somewhat dangerous answer.
Potentially
a hungry answer.
Dangerous and hungry. Oh, is it next to like the lions in the zoo?
Lions or
the tigers?
Yes, tigers.
What about the bears?
Bears are actually okay.
Oh my!
Apparently, selfies taken with tigers have become a big trend on dating sites like OkCupid and Bleeding Stump Date.
.net.
Yes, and New York State wants to end the practice before someone gets hurt. Good for them, I guess. But people trying to take selfies with tigers seems like a problem that will eventually solve itself. See, traveling circuses have been going around and offering people the chance to pay to have their picture taken with selfie with these cats. It's great for showing people, "This is what I look like back when I had a face." Now, the tiger pics have gotten popular on these dating sites because they say, "Hey, I'm a little bit dangerous. I hang with tigers." Now that they're outlawed, people are punching up their profiles with oncoming train selfies and "look at this disgusting person I recently woke up next to" selfies. Luke, it's been a tough week for the Environmental Protection Agency. First, the Supreme Court issued a decision limiting somewhat the agency's authority. And if that wasn't enough, EPA employees received a memo asking them to stop doing what?
Taking selfies with the protected tigers?
No. I cannot believe I'm going to give you this hint, but here it is. This is the kind of thing we expect more from the National Endowment for the Sharts.
They are using some bathrooms they're not supposed to use?
They're actually using the hallway instead of the bathroom, at least in one.
What?
This is true. The EPA was
Yes,
give him a bell, please.
Thank you.
This week, an administrator in Denver was forced to officially reprimand employees about an incident involving a hallway used by Special Agent Number 2.
Oh no! Peter!
I know which EPA building I'm not going in.
I'm thinking it's like a disgruntled employee, because every once in a blue moon, if my cats get mad at me, they express their displeasure. And I hadn't thought about it in human terms.
There you go, see? Shelby, 22 firefighters in the German city of Tübingen were called in to rescue an American exchange student who got stuck in a what?
Ooh. Oh, is it a sex thing?
It is.
Girl or boy?
Girl.
Oh, really?
The boy got stuck.
Oh, the boy got stuck.
In a girl sex thing.
Oh.
I should say, it's not a real girl. It was a giant sculpture of a, yeah.
Vagina?
Yes!
Hey, but I have to ask, was it, like, for sure a stone vagina, or was it one of those, like, Georgia O'Keefe, like, oh, it's an oyster?
Oh,
This is
pretty much, yeah, this okay. is the thing. You know what young men are like? They can't help themselves. Studies show that men under 25 think about climbing into a giant stone vagina every 6 seconds. So this student was walking by it and said to himself, you know, wouldn't it be funny if, and he climbed in for a picture, then he couldn't get out.
What did they do to get the guy out? I mean, did they
up? No, they had 22 firefighters responded, right?
You know that, like, they needed 2 firefighters for this job.
Yeah.
But 20 German firefighters were like,
come on, guys,
we're going to go to this.
Let's go.
The cat up the tree will be fine. Yeah. We're going to the exchange student in the giant vagina.
Yeah, I know.